Namaste, everyone. My name is Vipassan Nanda, and today my topic is about the ninth principle. Next slide, please. Okay, so the ten principles of Arya Samaj were formulated by Swami Dayanand Saraswati Ji, and it sets the basic rules and ideas of the Arya Samaj organization. They're equally applicable to all lands, all time, and people of all ages, and they may be adopted by any society that has for its aim the upliftment of humanity. Now we shall focus on what the ninth principle is. Next slide. The ninth principle states that prateko apni hi unnati se santush nahi rehna chahiye, kintu sabki unnati mein apni unnati samajhni chahiye, which translates to no one should be content with promoting his/her good only. On the contrary, one should look for his/her good in promoting the good of all. Now, in this ninth principle, next slide, please. In this ninth principle, the individual good and social good are mutually akin. The whole world revolves around this ideology where everything is sustained because of others. An individual cannot live without society, and society does not exist independently without the individual. A great part of individual happiness or misery depends upon the happy and miserable state of the society. For instance, how can an individual remain healthy and happy if his neighbors are not happy and do not cooperate with him in following the basic laws of health? In a society where a majority of the population is dullards of intellectual imbeciles and ignorance, the birth of geniuses is considered a freak. Now, this principle can be seen in its basic form all around us. For example, next slide, please. In nature, there's the phenomena called mutualism, which is where both species interact and benefit from each other. I've given the example of the acacia ants and the bullhorn acacia. The bullhorn acacia depends on the ants for protection, and the ants depends on the plant for food and shelter. This exemplifies the basic principle that this concept is trying to portray, and neither member can survive without each other, thus again exemplifying and portraying the basic concept. Now, if we take this into the real-world context, we can see that, next slide please, we can see that when an individual prioritizes the benefit of themselves, it inadvertently ends up hurting the collective well-being. In the same way, when a particular nation or society prioritizes the progress of their own, ignoring the benefit of the whole world, terrible consequences occur, such as climate change, global warming, war, and etc. So it's really important for an individual to prioritize the collective well-being rather than its own individual well-being. Now, the ninth principle is also, next slide please. The ninth principle is reflective of the idea and concept of yajna. The whole concept of yajna is swaha, which means offering, which is paired with the sense of idanamama, which means this is not mine. The word swaha just means to offer, or when an individual contributes something for the benefit of society. And they should do this with the sense of idanamama, meaning they should have no ego attachment to the things they're giving out, because we're just consumers in this world, and everything belongs to the true owner, which is God. If an action is just for the individual well-being, it is just an action. But that same action can be called yajna when it is performed with the desire of collective well-being. Now, this idea of interdependency of collective well-being is reflected in the Vedas. For instance, in the Rig Veda, next slide please, it states that moghamannam vindate aprachetah satyam brabhimi vadhait satasya naryamanam tashyati no sakayam kevalago bhavati kevaladi, which translates to the foolish man that shows no hospitality acquires food in vain. When I say that food shall cause his ruin, I speak the truth. He finds no faithful comrade nor a friend. He who eats alone barely eats nothing but a sin. This is the fundamental basis of this concept. When an individual only earns for himself, he inherits sin. While on the other hand, if an individual shares his earning for the collective well-being, he is truly free of his sins. And this same idea of this Veda is also depicted in the Gita, where it states that, next slide please, where it states that yajnashisthasana santo muchyante sarvakilvishehi bhunjate te tvagham papa ye pachantyatma karanat, which reflects the same message that was portrayed in the Rig Veda, that an individual should only prioritize the collective well-being over the individual. Next slide please. So to live in harmony with this world, we need to recognize our place within the larger scheme of things. And we also need to be sensitive to the others and environment also. When an individual prioritizes the collective well-being, it not only benefits himself, but rather society too, and only then can he find true happiness. Thank you, and namaste.